This is Free Talk Live. We are launching into the third hour of the program. You can bring up anything you want. And the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have there for you. You can actually control the content of the site as well. So all of the items that you see on the main page over at freetalklive.com, they're created by listeners like you. If it weren't for our listeners, we would have nothing on the front page of the website. So it's all you. In fact, the top story right now, we discussed last night on the program, Rand Paul being detained by the TSA yesterday. That's the number one story at the moment. And you can change what's the number one story by voting on the ones you like and voting down the ones you dislike and submitting new news items to the website. It doesn't have to be news, though. It could be a YouTube video. It could be something fun. Whatever you think our listeners will enjoy. You submit it as show prep, and then you get to vote on things in the most voted up. Make it to the top of the site. Over at freetalklive.com, joining you this evening, it's Ian here.
And Derek J.
All right, so our number again, 855-450-FREE. Coming up, Derek J., you'll be telling us about drones. We've mentioned it in the past, and it's not going away. It's a problem that is not going away. This is something you're going to see more of. You're going to hear more about. The drones, last time we talked about it was in Houston, where I think Houston was the first city, at least that we've heard about, that was doing drone tests and flying these, yes, the same kind of drones that are in Afghanistan and Iraq that are being used to, murder people,
mm-hmm.
are now going to be used to protect you and to keep you safe. Just like the red light cameras and the creepy red lights that we were talking about earlier in the show. It's all for your own good. Why do you people get so uppity about all this? So we're going to get to that here in a moment. 855-450-FREE about how the drones are spreading to other cities around the U.S. So stay tuned for that. 855-450-3733. Let's go to the phones and the fun first, though, and we'll talk to West Virginia. WVTS listener Kurt is on the line. Kurt, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Derek J. Good evening.
Yeah, good evening. Hey. I have a question, but it's also kind of an observation.
Okay.
It has to do with why the primaries are so far spread apart. Because mm-hmm. it seems to me that in them being so far spread apart, it gives candidates that might not poll well in New Hampshire or Iowa, it puts them at a disadvantage. Say they might do well in a later state. If the primaries were on the same day, wouldn't that be more of a fair shot to them?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure what you mean. How is it more of a fair shot?
Well, I mean, just because someone doesn't poll well in New Hampshire doesn't mean they're not going to do well in, say, Texas. And if they...
So if people in Texas couldn't see the results from New Hampshire, you're saying it would be a more fair impression because they aren't getting a perspective from the New Hampshire lens first?
Well, right.
Okay, I can see that. Yeah, it seems a little more fair to do it that way.
I see where you're coming from. On the other hand, if the states are staggered in their dates, it gives the candidates more of a chance to focus on one particular state at a time as far as campaigning is concerned, and that can lead to, different results over time. I don't know if there's one way that's necessarily better than the other. I don't really have a strong feeling either way on the matter.
Okay, well, I mean, I see the point that you made there, and I hadn't thought about that before, how campaigning would be different as well. Well, thank you for
But all that, said, there is, still the Super Tuesday, or whatever they call it, where there's a bunch of states that have their primary on the same day. So,
well,
they aren't all staggered, and they're not all on the same day either, so it's kind of a mix of the two.
Well, yeah, that's true, but I'm saying, for instance, say Michelle Bachmann, because she didn't do well in Iowa and New Hampshire... Or I don't remember when she dropped out, to be honest. But
I think it was right after Iowa.
She didn't do well. For instance, what if she had done, if they were all on the same day, she would be in the ballot in other states where she might have polled better.
Yeah, I hear that, and then she might still be sticking around. And,
which I don't really appreciate, because I like that they're dropping out personally. I think that's very useful when it comes to Ron Paul. From my perspective, political campaigns are not about winning. I mean, because at the national level, it's very unlikely you're going to win. Maybe on a local level, you actually have a chance if you're in a place like New Hampshire, where campaigns can be very, very grassroots and very affordable for people to campaign. But on a national level, it's very unlikely. Ron Paul, I mean, not that I would be sad if Ron Paul won. It'd be great, good for, I think, a lot of things. But it's all about the message. And Ron Paul, undeniably, is going to be more effective today than he was 6 months ago when there were, what, 9 people in the race or something like that? Now there are 4 people in the race, and soon, likely, another one will probably drop out. I highly doubt they will all continue on through to the convention. So you're probably going to see somebody like Rick Santorum, who's not doing as well in the polls. He's probably going to drop out, which means it's a three-man race, 2 Status and 1 Ron Paul. And the more that can get whittled down, the better. And so from that perspective, I guess I will say that I do have a preference. The more spread out the primaries are, the more likely these guys are going to drop out right out the gate, and or earlier on rather than later. And that means more room for Ron Paul to be interviewed, more room for Ron Paul to make it into to television and other news reports, and more Ron Paul during the debates, of which there's going to be another one coming up in a couple of days. So that's my perspective on that, Kurt. Anything else you want to share?
No, thank you for your opinion, and I see straight where you're coming from, and I thank you for your time and having me on the show.
Well, good to have you. Thanks for the call, Kurt. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. Let's continue with William in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Derek J. Hello, William.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I hope Ron Paul wins. For the first time ever, I feel like he's different than any other politician, presidential especially.
He sure is, and I think a lot of people have acknowledged that. Even Stephen Colbert the other night gave him basically an endorsement during one of his interviews.
Yeah, I did watch some of the debate last night, and I just couldn't believe that the Republicans were like, oh, yeah, we want to make English the official language of the U.S., and I don't know, I just thought that was weird, but
That's a weird thing to focus on.
It's one of those pandering issues where Ron Paul did not answer as I would like, you know. And the ultimate liberty-minded person did not. I don't think saying that English should be the national language is necessarily a liberty perspective at all. I think that Ron Paul is guilty, to some extent, of pandering a little bit. I feel like he's not pandering as much as he did in the 2008 race this time around, but the immigration issue was his main pandering issue last time around, and it still is his main pandering issue, where, like, you know, I'm not exactly entirely enthused. Normally when Ron Paul talks about issues, I'm like, yeah, buddy, that's great. My heart swells, and like it's great to see this happening on national TV. But at least with the English as a language issue, he did defer to the states. So he did point out that, if Florida wants to print ballots in 2 languages, then that should be their decision to make, and the federal government should have nothing to say about it. So his position wasn't as objectionable as the others.
That's exactly what I love about Ron Paul's answer, is that he sticks to the constitutionality of things, and so while he may not have the answer that I want, leaving it to the states is certainly a freedom answer.
Hey, is this Derek?
Yes. Yes, Mr.
Hey,
William.
Hey, Derek, how you doing?
I'm great, William. How are you this evening?
Oh, I'm good.
All right, can we skip the pleasantries? What did you have for Derek J?
I'm sorry. It wasn't about him. I didn't know he was on until he started talking, and I recognized his voice.
I see.
Every Tuesday night, Derek J is on the air on Free Talk Live.
Yes, and the great thing about Ron Paul, since you brought him up, is that he has been so different. A lot of celebrities and people are taking attention, like Colbert you mentioned earlier, because everyone wants, I won't speak for everyone, but people want change, as we saw in the last election, and this is a candidate who is different from other candidate. I don't see why the Republicans aren't getting that different is good.
William, I think you were calling for some other reason, right?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Stick with us. We'll bring you back here in a moment. Oh, it's fun to talk about Ron Paul. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And, you know, Derek J., even people that disagree with Ron Paul, they are some of the people who are saying at least he's consistent. Like, there's no guessing as far as where Ron Paul's going to be on an issue. He doesn't just blow with the wind. More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live at 855-450-FREE.
Do you have paternity questions? In the past, paternity tests were usually expensive and results took weeks. Now, Identigene offers a DNA paternity test that is easy, affordable, and confidential. Identigene is fully accredited and is the only DNA paternity test kit trusted by America's Pharmacy. The Identigene kit is easy to use and contains everything you need. Answers are available in 2 days. For more information, go to Identigene.com. Look for Identigene at the drugstore. Identigene, test assured.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Hey everybody, Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate. So you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery. So you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day with all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll-free line joining you tonight. It's Ian here.
And Derek J.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We've got a webcam. You can watch, listen, and interact. The chat room is built into the same page over at cam.freetalklive.com. That's cam.freetalklive.com, and like all the other features on our site, it is free. So go on over to cam.freetalklive.com and enjoy. And if you're looking for camping, hunting, or shooting gear, visit manventureoutpost.com. They've got knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, and boating equipment, just to name a few. Manventureoutpost.com are family-owned and members in good standing at the Better Business Bureau. Some prices are so low, we can't even tell you what they are, but you'll also get an additional 5% off if you use coupon code FTL at checkout. That's coupon code FTL, like Free Talk Live. Get it quick and get it from manventureoutpost.com. William is back with us in Texas. Go ahead with what you're calling about tonight, William.
Okay, the one thing I'd like to say is that it seemed like Newt and other guys wanted to pass laws about English language, and I don't think Brian was advocating that at all, but we can move on if that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so anyway, the other day, on Saturday, I believe, you were talking about a woman who let her 10- or 11-year-old boy get a tattoo.
Yes.
In memory of his son, or of his brother, I mean.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, anyway, they arrested her and whatever. So personally, I've got an 8-year-old, and I would do whatever I could in my power to talk him out of one or have him wait, I should say. I'm 35, about to be 36. I'd like to have a tattoo. I just don't know what I want on my body forever. But anyway, I would try to talk him out of it. And I'll say this, I'm surprised, or did anyone make the tie-in that's not okay to give your 10 or 11-year-old a tattoo or allow him to get one, but it is okay to circumcise him.
Great point.
And personally, I mean, I've got mixed feelings about it, but ultimately I believe, I think it's the person's choice. I'm talking about the person being circumcised.
Right. At least the tattoo has somewhat of a clearer message and, doesn't remove nerve endings.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at, like I said, I'm not a huge fan of a 10-year-old getting a tattoo and everything, but
right.
But how come that's not okay? But, boy, you can take a razor blade to his penis and make some adjustments. Nobody cares. Everybody thinks that's cool, you know?
I think it's a very salient point, and William, thanks for calling to make it tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Yeah, not only is butchering a child's penis completely socially acceptable in this country, it's also widespread, and it's also unusual when compared to the rest of the world. Like, they don't do that stuff in Europe. But if that's what you want to do to your kids, then... It's none of my business what you do with your kids. I disagree with it. And I also think it's a bad idea to get a 10-year-old a tattoo as well. But, again, if you want to do that to your kids, well, that's your business. I'm not going to take your kids away from you because I disagree with your parenting styles.
I wonder if people would have less of an objection to giving a child a tattoo if it happened at the same time as circumcision. If it happened, you know, around the same time of birth. Then perhaps that would be a little more acceptable. I mean, kid's crying anyway or removing a part of his body. So.
What's a little more pain? Let's go to Anthony, listening in Oklahoma. You're on Free Talk Live, Anthony, with Ian and Derek J.
Hey, good evening, gentlemen. How are you tonight?
Oh, super.
Hello.
What's on your mind?
Well, I'd like to ask about your thoughts on the ACTA legislation that's currently, or the ACTA treaty, I guess, currently making its way through Europe and might be coming here to the U.S. in the near future. I haven't heard any discussion, or at least I don't think I've heard any discussion about it on the program, and I kind of wanted to get your input on it.
Well, we did hear somebody mentioned it the other night. It's apparently some other internet regulation thing.
Right. It's being called SOPA on steroids, where SOPA really kind of affected just the United States. ACTA is kind of a copyright convention that's going to be an international thing. So, it's basically all the different countries agreeing to enforce like a unilateral law to kind of protect rights and stuff like that.
So, like an international copyright law, essentially.
Right. Exactly. And I know that there are certain parts of Europe that are going to be voting on it next month. It has potentially huge implications for the internet and even free software and things like that. So, I'm trying to kind of figure out where people stand on it and found out a lot of people don't even know about it.
Yeah, I have to say, I don't know a whole lot about it, Derek J.
This is news to me, but where could global governance go wrong?
Oh, of course not. No, there's never anything wrong with that. You know, the wisdom of the crowd. So.
Well, I would say, I mean, just based on what I've heard about it, it sounds awful. So, I don't know what all the details are, but if it's worse than SOPA, then I would hope that the internet community will come out and oppose it as vociferously, if not more so, as they have done with SOPA.
Absolutely, and it's one of those things where, you know, I don't know how much opposition is going to matter at this point, because it seems like it's a pretty done deal, at least in certain parts of Europe. Some countries are actually being threatened as far as if they don't sign on, there's going to be penalties and things like that.
So, oh boy.
You know, I think in our case, it's going to be a done deal even in the U.S. because, we're all into, that oppression of freedom and things like that. So, but at least, trying to get the word out and get people to at least call somebody before it comes here.
Well, let's talk more about it here. And Anthony, thanks for the heads up. I appreciate it. ACTA, according to Wikipedia, is a proposed plurilateral agreement for the purpose of establishing international standards on intellectual property rights enforcement. So, I mean, I'm against it already.
And who's going to be doing the enforcement there, Anthony? Is it going to be the UN who steps in?
He's already gone. But
they
will be creating a new governing body outside of international institutions, such as the World Trade Organization, the World Intellectual Property Organization, or the United Nations. So it will not be the UN. It will be a new organization of some sort. Negotiating countries have described it as a response to the, quote, increase in global trade of counterfeit goods and pirated copyright-protected works, unquote. The scope of ACTA includes counterfeit goods, generic medicines, and copyright infringement on the Internet. Groups such as the Electronic Frontier Foundation oppose ACTA, stating that civil society groups and developing countries were excluded from discussion during ACTA's development in an example of what they call policy laundering. According to an analysis by the Free Software Foundation, ACTA would require that existing internet service providers no longer host free software that can access copyrighted media, and DRM-protected media would not be legally playable with free or open-source software. Opponents also criticize ACTA's removal of legal safeguards that protect internet service providers from liability for their actions or for their subscribers' actions. So they're talking about making it so your internet service provider could be held legally liable for you downloading a movie off of the internet, which of course would make them much more likely to become the government's enforcement arm of this copyright legislation. Mm-hmm. By the way, this has been in the works since as early as 2006 in the United States and Japan. Other countries are involved in talks at this point. So, yeah, this sounds pretty bad.
Well,
it's real bad.
I would just hope that the people, the online community who has spoken out against SOPA would speak out against ACTA in the same way and find loopholes and ways around the ways that they're cracking down.
Hopefully. We'll keep you informed as we learn more, and don't hesitate to inform us as well at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Obviously, there's a lot more to learn about this, and I would start on that Wikipedia article as a beginning point if you would like to learn more. We're coming up. This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit wisefoodstorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's wisefoodstorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. And joining you here tonight, it's Ian.
And Derek J.
Don't forget, you can visit us online over at freetalklive.com. Go to sign up for our news updates at news.freetalklive.com. We've got emailed updates we can send you. Also, Twitter and Facebook. Those are the different ways you can be kept in touch with the show. Go to news.freetalklive.com. Get signed up for whatever works best for you. That's news.freetalklive.com. Derek J., what flavor is currently on your Vaporsmith's e-cigarette?
It is clove. Full flavor.
Now, clove's one of the only ones that isn't available in lower than full nicotine, if I'm not mistaken. But most of the flavors over at Vaporsmith's, vanilla, there's so many different, cherry, strawberry, most of these flavors are available in different levels of nicotine. So there's the full, there's like a mid-range one, and there's a low, an ultralight. So there's different levels of nicotine, which actually could allow you, in theory, to step down your use of nicotine over time. It's an e-cigarette, meaning there's no smoke. It's vapor. It's essentially, you know, it's boiled nicotine rather than smoked plant material, and it's brilliant.
It's beautiful, and it smells good, too.
It tastes good. It smells good. There's none of that nonsense with secondhand smoke. You're not going to be upsetting people if you're sitting across a table from them with this. You're probably not going to upset anybody even if you're in a closed car with one of these things because they're so pleasant.
Absolutely.
There's no, I can't imagine anyone would find the smell of the Vaporsmith's e-cigarette as unpleasant. It's just a wonderful product, and it can help you get off of the cigarettes. It can help you transition away from using smoke and moving into vapor, and then down the line you can taper off the nicotine till you're down to next to nothing and quit whenever you feel like it. Some people aren't using this to quit. They're just using it to stop smoking. So they continue their nicotine habit, but are continuing it in a much more safe manner than previously. And again, there's the whole benefit of not having stinky mouth or stinky clothes and a stinky house. You know, this
concerned
solves
about
those
teeth
problems.
Also.
Right. So this solves those problems, and The Price is Right. It's free. When you buy 40 cartomizers over at Vaporsmiths.com, you get the free starter kit, which gives you two Vaporsmiths e-cigarettes, so you always have one that can be charged. You've always got one that you can use, and the 40 cartomizers are going to keep you busy for a long time, because one cartomizer is the equivalent, essentially, of a pack of cigarettes. So if you're a pack-a-day smoker, like a lot of smokers are, some smoke more than a pack a day, you'll save probably $120 a month simply by making the transition to the Vaporsmiths.com e-cigarette. Use our code FTL as your coupon code to get the free standard starter kit when you buy more than 40 cartomizers or more, and you'll get free shipping on all orders over $60. So call them at 855-2-GET-VAPOR or go to Vaporsmiths.com, 855-2-GET-VAPOR, Vaporsmiths.com. As we go to the phones and your thoughts, Scott, listening in New York to WNYY in Ithaca.
Hey, how's it going? This is Scott Noren from Ithaca.
Welcome.
I'm an oral surgeon, so I actually like the electronic cigarettes as a temporary, you know, measure to try to stop smoking. So, as opposed to, you know, I'm running for U.S. Senate, and the person who I'm running against is Representative Philip Morris originally. So we're different on that. I was going to talk about something else, but I wanted to mention something about the SOPA thing.
Yes, sir.
You know, what we have in the Congress is people that, in general, support bills that maybe sound okay on the surface, and they're poorly written otherwise, just like the Defense Reauthorization Act.
Or the Protecting Children from Online Pornographers Act. Sure.
Yeah, and so it's people not really doing their homework, and you really want those people to continue. And so my whole argument, even against Ms. Gillibrand, is that, you know, so she co-sponsored the bill, but even after she found out that it was a crappy bill for, you know, Internet neutrality and everything like that, she waited until she got a few hundred thousand dollars from Hollywood and then kept it going. So my whole point is,
this is the woman that you're running against
in office that aren't connected. I'm running for U.S. Senate. I'm actually going to run as an independent because I'm a Democrat, but the Democratic Party doesn't want to challenge her. So
I see.
And
so
I'm
you're
totally against SOPA. I think there are some people that do feel, like myself, that there are some things that, you know, we're against piracy of an artist's material and everything like that. But if you're going to do something like that, then you have to write it so carefully that it's not going to infringe on Internet neutrality. I mean, it has to be written the right way.
So, Scott, are you using your platform to bring attention to the SOPA bill? Is that one of your main issues that you do
it's
outreach
one
about?
One of my issues. I mean, I'm against fracking. I mean, I have a lot of different issues. My idea of a jobs bill is, like, different than probably a lot of people. There's not any one big fix for every single problem.
Well, okay,
but
so you seem to accept the idea
of corporations, though.
You seem to accept the idea of intellectual property, so I guess I'm wondering what you would like to see.
What I'd like to see, like, if there was a bill that was protecting artists against, you know, piracy.
Well, that's the claim. So, yeah, what would you like to see?
I'd rather see, like, a 5-page bill that, you know, was a stepping stone bill. In other words, this is a specific thing that we want to stop, and maybe it's a particular practice that's going on, you know, where, you know, there's some Chinese market that's ripping off American artists or whatever, and this is a mechanism to stop that, whatever. But just a little stepping stone approach is, instead of saying we're going to solve the world's problem and we're the United States and we're going to write some bill.
So what do you?
Gonna,
I mean, what would you like to see happen?
Problem.
What would you like to see happen to people that? That share files, because to me it's just sharing. It's not piracy. Piracy is a violent thing. Piracy
well,
is.
No, what I'm saying is, if you know, like let's say an artist or like a, you know, performer, the thing that they have to sell, you know, there's two different ways that they can sell their product. The product, they can go into a concert and people pay for money for tickets,
right?
And so they sell it that way, or they can sell records. I think, you know, by being able to download music on an iPad and those kind of things, I think they have improved their way of still making money off of that and having, you know, obviously, you know, making some money, and that's a help. But I think if you sell your album and you want to sell it in the store, why shouldn't somebody just walk out of the store with the album and just say,
That's stealing.
On the internet, so why can't I just, you know, walk
out
of
the store? Well, the reason why is because that's stealing, because you're taking somebody else's property. Whereas if I copy something on the internet, it is not stolen because I have copied it.
And Scott, are there already laws in place to convict people of sharing files?
What's that?
Are there already laws in place to convict people of sharing files?
Yeah, I think there are, actually.
So what would your five-page bill entail if there are already laws to convict people of this?
It's not as much as people sharing files. I'm talking about, you know, like a CD that's produced and then it's shipped out to another country and then copied and sold. So I'm talking about physical, more like physical property. I'm not talking as much about file sharing.
Uh-huh.
The file sharing is still a problem. I think it's still a problem, though, when you have, you know, 10,000 CDs that get shipped to China and sold.
So does file sharing become a crime? In your mind, is file sharing a crime once somebody puts those files onto a CD?
I think if somebody's just, you know, for friendly purposes, you know, file sharing, I don't really see that as a real big problem. I do see it as a problem when somebody's making an entire business out of it and kind of taking advantage of an artist in that way. I don't really particularly agree with that.
I see where you're coming from, and I think that's one of the stronger arguments that, you know, somebody who is using the other artist, the artist's work to profit by selling bootlegs on the street, I can see that, but I don't see it as anything that I want to have my money spent, you know, putting someone in a cage over that.
If let's say one of you guys, you know, had this great album and you said, "Hey, Scott, I'd like to copy this album
I'm not a musician, but if somebody wanted to put Free Talk Live on a disc and sell it on the street, why would I care about that?
Isn't the promotion
true.
Good?
It'll promote your show.
Yeah. So, anyway, thank you, Scott. I appreciate hearing from you. And also, as somebody who is the buyer of a product like that, if I want to make sure I'm getting the collectible that's the actual genuine article, I'm not going to buy from the guy selling it out of the, you know, his coat on the street. I know that's not the way you get the genuine article. More coming up, Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are, a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. and placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live moments to remain here. Enough time for you and your thoughts. If you dial in now to 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we give to you there. Freetalklive.com. And if you want, you can support the show. You can go to promote.freetalklive.com. Learn how to get a free bumper sticker, download free web graphics, banners. High-res graphics are also available for you as well. You can make your own Free Talk Live products like bootleg T-shirts and go out and sell them. I don't care. Go ahead, make $100,000 off of the show. I don't know how, so if you can do it, then please.
That was my point from earlier with the last caller, Scott Nithica. Artists who have a message, wouldn't they benefit from file sharing? Wouldn't that be of interest to them? Wouldn't they support that? Mm-hmm. It seems strange to me that artists would support a bill that would crack down on people who want to share what they have produced.
Yeah, I think it's short-sighted. It's based, I think, out of greed. You were mentioning during the break that I guess Bill Maher was bitching recently because he was upset at people file sharing his movie Religious.
Right, and I think that's absurd. I mean, Religious, if people enjoy it and if he made it to promote a message, wouldn't he want that message to reach millions more than would be possible if they all had to, you know, shell out whatever he was charging for the DVD?
Right, and why can't he see that by it reaching millions more people, it's reaching people who have $20 in their pocket who are willing to go ahead and buy a copy of the film?
Right, people who love it are going to buy the DVD.
Exactly. That's the short-sighted part, which is why they're really cutting their nose off to spite their face, because they're being greedy up front and saying, well, no, it's mine. I'm not going to let you have it. And then by not letting people have it, they're effectively not spreading their memes, they're not spreading their ideas, and therefore they're not allowing people to sample their product, and they're cutting off half of their potential marketing by not embracing it. Smart distributors are putting their films, in my opinion, they're putting their films online for free right up front. They're cutting off the whole process. There was somebody emailed me, and this is worth, I think, talking about. Somebody emailed me the other day, and I haven't had a chance to watch it at all, but I think it sounds great. Cody Hall emails saying that there's a new movie out called The Ultimate History Lesson, A Weekend with John Taylor Gatto. Now, if you listen to the show, you know we've talked about John Taylor Gatto before. I think he's in his 80s now. Former New York State and New York City School Teacher of the Year, came out after getting all these awards for being a great teacher, came out against the school system, the government school system, and has been speaking out ever since, and he's got a lot of really important things to say. So these guys put together a 5-hour professional-looking documentary, which is basically an interview with John Taylor Gatto, and they put it online on YouTube. You can go and watch all 5 hours online on YouTube, and if you like it, you can go to their website and buy it on Blu-ray or buy it on DVD.
Yeah, and that would be the way to share it. If you see this movie and then like the message, you know that a lot of school teachers aren't going to go watch a YouTube movie, so then go out and buy it for those teachers who you think would benefit from information like this.
Or for students. I mean, it's not necessarily for teachers, but for anybody
that wants,
you know, what it's called. They call it the ultimate history lesson. And so, like I'm saying, you know, put it out there right out the gate. In fact, some people even torrent their own, again, you know, kind of visionary people that are embracing the new methods of distribution. They're going to be the ones that create the torrent that distributes their film, which is smart because then you can add an advertisement into it where it might flash at the bottom third, for instance, every so often, like, hey, you can order this on DVD on this website. If you create your own torrent for your own movie, you own the content of that torrent rather than just putting it out on DVD and hoping a bunch of people buy it and trying to crack down on the people that aren't buying it, and then somebody rips the DVD to torrent and the ripped version isn't going to have an advertisement in it. The ripped version is just going to be the, you know, the commercial DVD copy. Whereas if you put your own torrent up, why is someone else going to put a torrent up? You've already put the torrent online, so there's no reason for them to do the ripping. There's no reason for them to torrent it. You've cut all that off at the beginning.
It sounds smart and it sounds like good business to me.
You know, another good business is what Wise Food is doing. Wisefoodstorage.com is where you can go to hook yourself up and your family with some delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff. They're packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. This is something that every family, or even if you're not a family, even if you're just, you know, a single person or a couple, you know, it's a good thing to have some food around in the event of something going wrong. You never know what's going to happen. Maybe you're going to lose your job. Maybe you've got a, you know, natural disaster that you'll have to deal with. It's never a bad idea to have food around, and this is some really good food. Try it for yourself. Get a free entree sample over at wisefoodstorage.com, and you can also, of course, use promo code FTL when you're ready to place an order and get free shipping on any order. Doesn't matter what the size is. You can literally order a pallet full of food from these people, and they're going to ship it to you for free if you use code FTL. Their number is 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-FOODWISE, and their website is wisefoodstorage.com. Get over there, get that free entree sample, and try it for yourself. You'll see we're not BSing you about the quality. So 855-450-FREE is the number here. We were going to talk about drones.
Yeah, I have a drone story. It's about New York City, and it looks like they're unveiling plans to put drones over the city, get some eyes in the sky, protect the people from themselves, protect the police officers from those who may be dangerous.
Are they going to have missiles attached to them, too?
the story doesn't say. This comes from CBS New York, and they're just covering a story from Gay City News, which posted an email that says it acquired through the Freedom of Information Act. And it reveals what Commissioner Ray Kelly had said openly in an interview earlier, which is, in an extreme situation, you would have some means to take down a plane. That raised a lot more lot more questions than answers for people. And
that does sound like a missile, then, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And so, you know, these drones are already being used by law enforcement in other cities. People may have seen the footage from the protests happening in Poland a few months ago, shot by a small drone that could fly a few dozen feet right over the heads of the crowd and the police. And it's high-resolution cameras. They can scan license plates. They can, you know, get a clear image of what your face and everything looks like. I laugh, but this scares me. I mean, I don't like...
Sometimes when we're uncomfortable about things, laughter is really the only way to handle it, right? I mean, that's what else can you do?
Right, but I mean, in any other world, you know, if absent the government, if I saw a drone peeking into someone's plane, I would, you know, whip out a slingshot. Like, what the heck are you doing, buddy? Like, you're going to snoop around into people's windows? I mean, what are you looking for? Little pieces of vegetation that they might be growing? They might be growing flowers, like cannabis, perhaps? So I
don't... the cops, they're probably looking for naked girls or something.
they may be. And what could stop them?
Nothing.
They are the only ones, and if anyone tries to shoot down any of these drones that are, you know, committing acts of privacy invasion, then what will happen to them?
That will be basically assaulting a police officer, right?
Or it sure
you
would.
Know, essentially the same thing that would happen if you killed a police dog, shoot a drone down, they'll charge you with a crime for that.
So this has garnered a great reaction from a military vet, an Iraq war veteran, who has been putting up stickers around New York City that are given the image of authenticity by, they look like they are a message from the NYPD.
Like governmental, yeah.
Right, and he operated drones.
Wait, is he using their logo?
Yeah, I believe so.
Sometimes I get really upset about that. They'll call that, like, you know, basically, or they're, like, kind of ripping off the government's logos and such, and they get very upset.
Well, it does say that he did it with the intent of looking like NYPD mm-hmm. warning signs, so he probably just mm-hmm. copied one that they already have online. And it says things like, attention, authorized drone strike zone, and local statutes enforced by drone.
That's
so
smart.
I mean,
is brilliant.
I think it's great because he really knows what these things are about. He operated them for the Army, and, you know, objects to their use by civilian police. And why wouldn't he? He knows what they can do.
Right.
He probably, you know, deployed some of these missiles himself. And mm-hmm. so I can imagine he can put himself into the police's shoes and say, wow, they might be tempted to do
some
really naughty
apart.
Things.
Why? Yeah, right. Why wouldn't they? I mean, we've seen the police shooting people's dogs. Why wouldn't they use a drone to fly through the streets and kill stray animals or you know, set off whatever kind of bombs and hurt people? I mean, these people can be just out of control, sick people.
And for the cost of just a few $100, these small aircraft drones could be employed in the hundreds.
Well, the good
thousands.
News is you can have your own drone. We've actually got a guy here in the Keene area that has purchased a drone. So the activists here technically beat the police to the punch. We have the only drone in Keene that
it's
I've
important
seen.
To watch the watchers.
So we can fly our drone over the police lines and fly the drone over the police. And
fly it into territory into which we're banned.
Yeah, exactly. So that kind of changes the game a little bit. But either way, this is terrible news, and you're going to start to see more about drones in more cities. See you tomorrow night, freetalklive.com. Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're in Australia and trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.
DigEdPress.com is your home for illustrated science fiction and adventure. Escape from Terra, Volume 2, continues the bold adventures of intrepid space pioneers as they find wealth, freedom, and a giant Elvis head in interplanetary space. Venus Crumb is where swashbuckle meets steampunk and this offbeat space pirate saga written by L. Neil Smith and illustrated by Scott Beezer. Both books are $14.95 each and available now at DigEdPress.com.